In front of the Jacquard Fabric Products manufacturing plant is a 10-foot-high replica of the iconic Cromer cap, which today is covered by a light dusting of snow. I grew up in the UP, and I have fond memories of my grandfather sporting a black Cromer each winter. It is these types of family memories that make the Cromer cap an iconic brand. But how the Cromer caps came to be made in Ironwood is a story over 60 years in the making. Here is company CEO Bob Jacquard.
So in 1958, my dad started sewing on his days off from being a fireman. My dad
was a full-time firefighters work a 24-hour shift and then have 2 days off in time for other activities.
And he started doing this sewing as a hobby. That hobby went, about 8 years later, went into my grandpa's grocery store.
In the early 1970s, Bob came back to Ironwood and decided to work with his dad. Working together, the company started to grow. But the company was still a long way from making Stormy Cromer hats.
The company evolved from being a job shop making boat covers and doing upholstery work to doing production work.
This was in the 1980s, which was a difficult time to get into the business because almost all the sewing factories started to move out of the U.S., including the Munsingware factory in Ironwood.
What was able to stay in sewing in the United States was the odd stuff. And we made gun cases for a company. We made backrests for a motorcycle company based out of Milwaukee. Really interesting for the listeners in Rhinelander. By the grace of God, I hooked up with Marty Smith and Race Foster at Doctors Foster and Smith and made dog beds for them for 29 years.
So the Jacquard Company by 2001 was an established factory with 100 employees known to do all types of sewing manufacturing. Under that backdrop comes a fortuitous lunch date, during which a local business owner told Bob something interesting.
They quit making Cromer caps, you better do something about it. And I just smiled and said, get me the number and I'll buy the company. And it was really pretty much a kind of a joke. I really didn't think much of it.
As it turned out, he did buy the Milwaukee-based company. Bob thought it would be cool to make something he and his family wore, and he thought it would be a good product to fill production gaps. They started making the hats, but then one day Bob bumped into a local elderly woman who made him realize that Cromers are more than just a cap. She asked Bob this question.
And she said, with all the pride you can imagine, are Cromer caps really made in my hometown?
She then reached in her purse and showed Bob a picture of what looks like a pet grave marker.
She says, this is my husband's hat burial on Isle Royal.
Her husband's fishing buddies got permission from the Park Service to bury his hat on the island.
And I thought, holy moly, this is pretty powerful. Pretty powerful stuff.
Not only do these hats often conjure up strong memories, but the company has a colorful past. In the early 1900s, Stormy Cromer was an amateur baseball player and railroad engineer. He would often lose his hat on the job, so he brought his wife his baseball cap and had her fashion it into a hat that is not much different than the one made today. Soon all of his friends on the railroad wanted a hat, and he formed a small business. A century later, the Jacquards have not turned back, as now the Cromer line, including women and infant hats, now make up 60% of the company's business. But what makes Bob especially proud is that his two daughters, Gina and KJ, came back to Ironwood to work in the company. Bob recalls with pride the words of Gina, who is now the co-CEO.
I want to come back to Ironwood, work with you, and continue your legacy of employing people in Ironwood.
Bob, Gina, and KJ are committed to keeping the plant in Ironwood. They are also committed to collecting more Cromer hat stories. On the day of my visit, Bob told me about a recent email he received.
We got an email from a widow who said, my husband wore a 7 5/8 hat. I wear a 6 7/8 hat. I want to wear my husband's hat. Would you be able to make it fit me?
Although Bob doesn't do much sewing anymore, the story so moved him that he worked on the hat himself.
She doesn't know yet, and she's out of our market here, the radio market, but I'm hoping to deliver it as well.
To Tours of the factory are provided Monday through Friday at 1:30. Not only do people get a chance to learn about the factory and the colorful, stormy Cromer history, but many come with a story to share. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.